More and more charities and corporate businesses are teaming up to help with fundraising and awareness raising. And one of the latest to do this is a partnership between Guide Dogs and Toyota. Well, we thought we'd find out a little bit more about how it all works. Now, we have with us Linda Harwood from Guide Dogs. Linda, thank you for joining us.
No problem at all.
People will be familiar with Guide Dogs for the dogs on the street, helping blind and visually impaired people get around. But what other services do you provide?
Guide Dogs obviously helps thousands of people every year through the Guide Dog service, but we also have My Guide, which is our sighted guidance service. And this service aims to help people with sight loss get out and about, rebuild their confidence and independence along with working with a sighted guide. We also have our children, young people and their families who we support as well through services such as access technology and grants, education and family support, and our Movement Matters service.
As a charity then, fundraising, money, it's very important. It's crucial to the continuation and developing of the services. What is the cost to the charity?
Our Guide Dog service costs around £49 million to run each year. To train and support a guide dog throughout its working life is just under £55,000. And then when you take into account our other services, for example, our sighted guidance service costs around £2.1 million to provide. We have a lot of funds to raise to be able to keep these services going.
And to run the services, not only staff, but you're using volunteers as well?
Oh, absolutely. Volunteers are incredibly important to Guide Dogs, and we have 16,000 volunteers carrying out a range of roles, such as puppy walking, volunteer drivers, the My Guide volunteers. We have such a broad range of volunteering roles. They give up a lot of time to support us, and we couldn't do it without them.
A huge amount of help to the charity there from the volunteers themselves. When it comes to the financial side, though, is fundraising a bit of a challenge these days?
Our life-changing work is reliant on donations, and we're operating in a very challenging landscape at the minute. Charities, they're competing for funds. The demand for our services continues to grow, and with stricter legislation around fundraising practices, that we have to find new ways to generate the income needed to deliver our services. And corporate partnerships like the one with Toyota are an invaluable way of raising these vital funds to support our work.
Now, we are going to be chatting a little bit more about the partnership itself. What does that mean to Guide Dogs then, teaming up with someone like Toyota?
Working with Toyota is a fantastic partnership for our charity. As well as raising a huge amount of money to fund our life-changing work, Toyota will also help us raise awareness of the impact of sight loss and how Guide Dogs can help people feel more confident and independent and supported in the world. And it's a great opportunity for a leading car manufacturer to learn about living with sight loss.
Now, we are with us Robin Giles from Toyota. Robin, thank you for joining us.
Hi, no problem at all. Good to be with you.
So tell me, how did the organisation find out about the charity Guide Dogs then, which has led to this collaboration?
Well, obviously Guide Dogs is quite a well-known charity, but in the past Toyota has been involved in some quite high-profile sort of annual national charities. And 2 years ago we had a huge campaign, but we decided this time to take a bit of a different approach, and we wanted to enter with a charity on a national partnership for over a longer period of time rather than over a short campaign period. So we actually went out to our staff and said, you choose. You tell us about which charities are important to you, and we will select the charity that you choose. So we went through a process where people nominated from around the company, shortlisted it to the top 10, and then we went out to the company with those top 10, and then the top 4 from that list we invited in. We had a panel of staff to interview those charities, and those staff decided which charity was the most fitting to Toyota and for us to partnership with. Guide Dogs Association was the charity that the staff panel chose.
I mean, it's a challenging time for corporate commercial companies as well as charities, but corporate responsibility is still of huge importance to Toyota.
Corporate responsibility is huge for us. Globally, I mean, it's very, very much part of the Toyota values. It's very much part of how we operate as a company, being part of society and giving back to society. No matter what the financial climate is, it's hugely part of what we do as an organisation to help charities that are in need, especially when they're at most need, certainly through financial difficulty or financially difficult times.
So you're going to be helping with the fundraising and the awareness raising. I'm just looking at some of the events there. You've got the Director's Challenge and the Toyota Oaks. Tell us about some of those.
On the launch day as well, it was fantastic. We launched the Guide Dogs charity. We had people in from Guide Dogs and we had a lot of staff attend that. And that was fantastic to be able to raise awareness actually of what Guide Dogs do, and people walking, seeing what it was like to walk with a guide dog and how it is to be visually impaired. So that was a really important part for us actually, is raising the awareness of what they do and the issues that people are facing. So that was a really important starting point for us. But as a director team, to really start off the partnership in early April, we did a Hadrian's Wall Challenge. So 8 of us who were on the board of directors for the UK, we combination between cycling and walking over 3 days, we covered the 85.5 miles of the Hadrian's Wall, which was a pretty interesting challenge, pretty tough going, but we managed to raise £32,000 through donations, which the company will match. So that will actually be a £64,000 donation to Guide Dogs just in that one single event. We have the Toyota Oaks event, which is a cycling event. There's another opportunity for staff to get involved. Many members of staff will be getting on their bikes and we'll be sending them off from the office here at Burheath in Epsom, and they'll be cycling to the coast of England on the ferry, and they'll be cycling a fairly challenging route across northern France. So again, they're hoping to raise £10,000, which will be matched as well. Getting the campaign off to a good start. I know there's a Thames Path Walk, which a number of people are already signing up to. I'm thinking about doing the skydive that's available. So my 16-year-old son is desperate for me to do that as an event. But we also have a marathon walk as well in October. I think we already have about 30 or 40 staff already signed up to it. So there'll be another marathon walk, again, to raise awareness, but raise funds from their friends and family as well. So lots of activity over the year ahead and into next year as well for people to get involved in.
Best of luck with those, Robin, indeed.
Yeah.
Linda, some amazing challenges being undertaken. If people would like to learn more about the partnership or about Guide Dogs themselves, how do they get in touch?
They can visit our website at www.guidedogs.org.uk for lots more information about our life-changing work.
Well, very best of luck with the collaboration for the moment to Linda and to Robin. Thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you.